Floral centerpieces in a variety of purple hues adorn tables in Knox Hall at the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame and Museum. Seated around these tables on Tuesday afternoon were local leaders, community partners, and healthcare professionals. They were gathered for the introduction of a new community-based prevention program to address preterm birth rates in McLennan County. Anna Bess Brown is the director of Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait at the March of Dimes National Office. She was on hand for the launch of this campaign, which encourages healthy women to remain pregnant for 39 weeks. The program is being implemented locally by the Healthy Babies Coalition.
It's multifaceted. I mean, that's what's so beautiful, I think, about Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait. It gets partners together. And first, you look at the data to see what's causing preterm births in the community. And then you look at specific proven interventions to address those problems.
According to 2010 data from the Texas Department of State Health Services, there's a 4.9% infant mortality rate in McLennan County. The rate is 6.1% statewide. A 2005 to 2008 report from the same agency reveals that very low birth weight, which describes babies who are born weighing less than 3 pounds and 4 ounces, is a major cause of fetal infant deaths in this area. And the primary cause of very low birth weights? Premature birth or birth before 37 weeks of gestation. Sherry Williams, director of the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District.
The Texas Department of State Health Services made some funds available to look at infant mortality across the state, and they identified 23 high-risk counties, which McLennan County was one of those. And so we applied for the funding, and we received the funding.
Within McLennan County, African American women are at the highest risk of facing infant mortality at 16.1%. That's compared to a 7.4% and 5.7% rate of infant mortality for Hispanic and white women, respectively. The aforementioned report from the Texas Department of State Health Services found that potentially 74% of fetal and infant deaths among African American women were preventable. And with this initiative, prevention is key, says Williams.
The whole premise is to have all babies born normal and healthy.
For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.